Good morning. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your host for this 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you, Lord. Some trust in chariots or drones. And some trust in horses or their military might. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we that are on this prayer line this morning trust in the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. Give it honor and praise to God who is the head of our lives, to my wife, to my Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenora Clark, all the pastors on the prayer line, all the hosts and prayer leads, everyone that is joining us this morning, especially those that may be joining us for the first time, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go right into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Brunson. Are you there, sir?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Go right ahead, sir. Let God use you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brunson calling in from Old Brooklyn, Cleveland, Ohio. And my prayer topic this morning is asking God to use us as his hands in the earth. Use us as your hands in the earth. So as I was thinking about the topic, two concepts came to mind. Number one, one of the scriptures that I'm sure was used in order to name our ministry, Body of Christ Assembly. If we're the body of Christ and he's the head, then some of us get to be his hands and his feet. We can read through that. And then another section of scripture coming from Matthew 25. We'll read both, and it'll give us the information we need in order to pray God's word back to him. Ephesians 4:11-16 says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, seeking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." One of the translation, it says, every joint supplies. And I keep hearing about this famous message Bishop had about that that line. Hopefully they'll replay it one morning. Matthew 25:31-46 says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also answered, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Let's pray about being the hands of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day. Grateful for another opportunity to join together, to assemble, even in this format, to learn more of you, to speak well of you, and to request of you. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in us. Your will be done through us in this earth as it is in heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, number one, for the teaching that you've blessed us with through this ministry, for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that you've blessed us with so that we can grow into the fullness, into maturity, into the whole measure. We no longer have to be infants tossed by the teachings that are less than the eagle's food that we get here. We don't have to be deceived by the craftiness of the enemy who tries to taint the word of God. Instead, we're learning to speak the truth in love, and we're learning to be the body of Christ. The body of Christ maturely and completely assembled. Help us to play our part in this ministry and in this world. Help us to do what we're supposed to do as members and as Christians. Help us to do what we're supposed to do as ministers of reconciliation, those that are in right relationship with God, in right relationship with you, who have been saved by grace through faith, so we can't boast, and we immediately go on to work to bring others into salvation. We accept the challenge of the Great Commission, and not just to preach the word with our mouths, but to truly be the hands of Jesus Christ. Help us to serve. Whatever our hands find to do, we want to do that in excellence with all our might. And we want to do it as unto you, Lord. There is a great separation that will occur according to your word. And it is our prayer that we are doing the work we've been called to do. We're not looking up in the sky, waiting for you to come back. Instead, we will occupy till you come. We will do business until you come. We will work the work until you come. We will work the work of ministry until you come. I thank you, Lord God. According to your word, Paul says we can have all sufficiency in all things. So I pray, Lord, that you will bless us to be a blessing, so that when we see the quote-unquote less fortunate, we can lend a hand. We can be a blessing. We can provide clothes. We can provide food. We can provide drink. We can provide comfort and visitation to the sick and the imprisoned. Help us to work the work of the ministry. Your word says, when we lend to the poor, that you will repay. I pray, Lord God, once again, that as you provide for us, that we can be a blessing. We can be a channel of blessing to this world. Anoint us once again to be your hands. Anoint us once again to be your feet. Help us to go where we're supposed to go, do what we're supposed to do, so that the people around us know that Jesus is real. Help us to be a representation of Jesus. Help us to be a representation of heaven everywhere that we go. And dear Heavenly Father, we understand that we're not saved through this work, but we do this work because we are saved. You thought we were worth saving. You came, you changed our life. You thought we were worth keeping, so you cleaned us up inside. You thought we were worth dying for, so you sacrificed your life so we can be free, we could be whole, and we can tell everyone we know. Help us to go forth in all nations, baptizing them in the name of Jesus, teaching them to observe all things and making disciples. Make us good disciples so that we can continue to make disciples. Help us to be your hands, God. We understand that we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do the good works you prepared for us in advance. Anoint us afresh to do the work. Inspire us again to do the work. Motivate us again to do the work, whatever that work may be. Forgive us for hiding behind our spirituality. That I'm waiting on the Lord. I just want to get close to the Lord and not actually doing the work that you called us to do. Forgive us for our procrastination. Just as Miles Monroe used to say, it is our goal to die empty. We don't want our spirits to separate from our bodies without doing what you called us to do. Whether it's start a business, write a book, lose the weight, run a marathon, save the money, give the money, whatever it is, God, help us to be the extensions of you you called us to be. You are the vine. We are the branches. We only live because your life force is moving through us. Help us to do the work. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. And now pass the prayer line back to our prayer host.
Amen, 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 Minister Bronson. Thank you for bringing forth that powerful prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive what you were praying this morning on ministering. We are ministers of reconciliation. Those that are just joining us, that was our own minister, Bronson, leading us off on our prayer line service this morning. He had some bullet points on we are ministers of reconciliation. We are servants. We serve the Lord this morning. We are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. He said, be a blessing to somebody. Not only are we here to receive a blessing, but we are here to be used as a blessing for God in the name of Jesus. Until he comes, Jesus is coming back. But we need to do the work until he comes. I woke up this morning And my wife heard my feet dragging. She said, stop dragging your feet. And it just resonated. Okay, Lord, I hear you saying something. We got to stop dragging our feet and doing what the Lord wants us to do. We got to have a right now spirit in the name of Jesus. All right. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Since we are, his topic was use us as hands in the earth. We are looking for prayer leads and hosts. If anybody wants to be used as a prayer lead or a host, you can call us at the church. It's 216-475-6327. 216-475-6327. Give us a call and let God use you. All right, we're going right into the next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Cynthia. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord, saints. My
praise
word
the
on
Lord.
Today is wisdom. Out of the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equality, to give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fool despises wisdom and instruction. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day. We thank you, God, for wisdom, because, Lord, we know that you are the God that gives knowledge and understanding, God. And so, God, you said in the book of James, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. That he can see anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God, we thank you that we can ask wisdom of you, Lord, that we would not be double-minded, that we would not be tossed here and there, going in this direction and that direction, God, but that we would get instruction in our lives what to do and which way to go, what to ask for, what to seek after, God. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, that it's given to us by faith. And so we have to have faith enough to believe, God, that you are the God that gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, and that we have to accept what it is that you're giving us, Lord, that we don't reject it as a fool, God, that we are believing our heart, God, that we have the wisdom to do what you're calling us to do, God, that we gain the knowledge and the intellect, God, that we are able, God, to perceive and receive, God, what it is that you're doing in our lives. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We praise you, God, that we know that wisdom is in you, God, that we know that we could come to you and we can ask anything according to your word. And so, God, in order to get the wisdom, we have to learn what the word of God is saying to us, God. So we have to study to show ourselves approved and workmen, not to be ashamed, but rightly know how to divide the word of truth. And so, God, we can walk by faith, calling those things that's not, as though they already were, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because we serve the only true and living God that answers according to your word. And so, God, on today, we thank you for the knowledge that we have of you, that when somebody come with anything other than this word, God, we know not to receive it, God, because we know that they is a curse because they're not bringing the word of God. And so, Lord, your word is true. Your word, God, is the only word that you hear. You hear no other word, God, but your word. And so, God, we have to learn how to live by faith. We have to learn how to live knowing, God, that we have to call those things that's not. Because if we begin to call the things that we see, sometimes, Lord, it can literally destroy us, God. And so, God, we have to stand in proxy. We have to cry out in the wilderness. We have to stand, God, for one another, God, believing you at your word that we're covered under the blood, because we know, God, in these last and evil days, so many things is going on all around us, but it should not come nigh my dwelling, God, because that's what your word says. Your word says it should not come nigh your dwelling. And so, God, your word says, is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for you, God. And so today, God, we pray, standing in proxy for the killings, Lord, that the people are just a murdering spirit. And so we speak to the murdering spirit, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, God. Because, Lord, we're still human beings. God, we still have a life. And it's not up to us to take somebody else's life. We just have to pray, God, for them. Even when they're speaking untruth, even when they're speaking things that's not of you, even, God, when they're coming against the people of God, we have to continue to stand on your word. We have to continue to ask for direction and wisdom in which way to go, God, in the name of Jesus. We have to continue to believe that you are the true and only God. We have to continue to believe, God, that you are all-knowing, God. Nothing comes to you by surprise, God. You already know the needs in our lives before we ever ask you. You already know what we need. And so you're the supplier of the need. Because, God, you said, would you not supply all our needs according to your riches and glory? Whatever the need might be, you're the supplier, God. And you said, God, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek, God, we got to seek your face daily. And then we got to turn from our wicked ways. God, you said judgment must first begin in the house of the Lord. You said judgment must first begin with us because we belong to you. You already know what a sinner does. He's a sinner. He hasn't accepted you and made you Lord of his life. But we have accepted you when we heard your word. We didn't harden our heart, but we opened our heart unto truth. And God, we made a decision because you give us the will to make the decision. Because you said, God, that you present before us today life and death, cursing and blessing. But you wish above all things that we would choose life. But God, we get to choose. We get to choose, God. That we will walk with you. That we will live according to your word. That we will turn our face over and seek your face. That we will pray, God, whether we kneeling, laying, or standing. But we will seek you daily. We will talk to you every day. Because, God, you're a friend that'll never leave us nor forsake us. You're always there. And sometimes even when we think you're not there, you're there. Because you say, God, that you're there all the time. And you love us so much that you stretch forth your arms and you died for us to give us life. Because, God, you said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you on today for the abundant life that you have given us, God. You know your word says, is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for you. No matter what's going on in our lives, God, is not too hard for you. You already know, God. You already see, God, when we sleep and you see, you hear. When the people is talking about us, you know. You don't let us walk into situations with our eyes closed. And then it takes us by surprise. You warned us. And sometimes we don't pay attention to the warning. And you're trying to tell us it's time to go. That's not your brook. And I know, God, if we're not at our brook, we'll starve to death. We'll miss the blessing that's sent to our brook because we're somewhere we're not supposed to be. But if we're listening to you and you're telling us what to do, I know you're not going to tell us to do something we can't do. Lord, you're not going to tell me to get up and run 100 miles when I can't even run 3 miles. You're not going to tell me to do something that I can't do, but something I can do, and you tell me to do it. I have to be obedient to your word. I have to be obedient to you and do what you're calling me to do in these last days. And so, God, we all have to search ourselves on the inside. Because you said it's not what defiles a man that goes in, but it what comes out of our mouth that defiles a man. So we have to season our words with salt. We have to speak to one another with love and compassion. And we have to have compassion on the people. Because, Lord, sometimes people just don't have compassion for one another. They don't love the poor, they hate the poor. And God, we have to come back to loving God's people. And we have to pray for one another. And everybody's not in the same place as another person. So we can't expect babies to be where grown folks are. Because God, we all started out with milk. And we had to take steps to get to the meat. And some haven't gotten to the meat. So we have to be in an understanding sphere to know, God, that we still got to keep ministering to them just drinking the milk. So we don't destroy them, God, with our tradition and our ways that we think is the right way. God, we just have to continue to intercede and pray. And cry out in the wilderness. And knowing, God, that as we speak your word, you're hearing us. Because you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever two shall ask in your name, that you would grant it unto us. You said, if we have faith, there's a mustard seed. We could speak to the sycamine tree. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. So, God, on today we say, what is the sycamine tree that's standing in our way? It have to move. Because it's a hindrance. It stops us being able to move forth. It's hindering us, God. So we have to ask that it be removed. So God, on today, I pray for everyone that's on this line that you meet the need. God, I pray that whatever's standing in their way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. I send them back to the pit of hell from where it originated. I claim the victory under the blood. Under the blood. And I call those things to snot as though they already were. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless the bishop, bless Sister Lenore, and continue to bless your people. Continue to open the doors that man can't shut, God, and shut the doors that man can't open. And I pray, God, whatever your people is seeking for according to your word, that you grant it unto them. And so I call it done by faith. I seal it under the blood. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For truly, God, you're worthy. And I thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you have given your people. And I call it done by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Minister Cynthia. I thank God for you. Your mother is a mother's wisdom you have. Mother, you know, that mother wit. I thank God that you have that wisdom. And you are, you and God use you on this prayer line this morning. We thank God. He said, ask for wisdom. wisdom and faith, the ability to apply knowledge correctly. I just wrote that down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She said, choose life. I choose life this morning. I don't know about nobody else, but I choose life. I choose Jesus. She said, listen to the warnings. Do you hear the warning that the Lord is putting forth today? Can you hear what your spiritual ear, what the Lord is saying? It is so much killing going on in the world. We got to be prayerful, saints. We got to lift up the people in this world. The hearts and the minds of these people are getting wickeder and wickeder. We're at a halfway point where we're hoping that you can stay on the prayer line for the entire hour, but we know some of you may have to leave. And if you have to leave, we're asking that you can sow a seed to this ministry. Someone needs to mute their line. To this ministry, you can do that by cash-apping Bishop at $ Bishop Eric Clark. That's our Cash App. You can sow a seed there. You can also go text to give, that's G-I-V-E, 216-446-1209. That's text to give, that's 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can put in your prayer request. We are praying for those that are on our prayer list on a daily basis. We are lifting them up in prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you can also put in your prayer request. You can also, if you have a testimony, you can give your testimony there. You can put a one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. And we will play it at an appropriate time to help someone to be drawn to Christ. You can do that on our website. So we're going to go right into our next prayer lead now. That would be our own minister, Tracy. Are you there? Minister Tracy?
Hear me?
Hey, I got you. I hear you now. All right, okay. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
Amen, amen. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me, bless his holy name. That song is ringing in my spirit this morning. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. I was giving prayer for strength and resilience. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come in asking that you would just touch. We asking that you would just move. We asking that you would just uplift. And we're coming today, Lord, with a grateful heart, being thankful for your constant support, God, and your moments when we feel weary, God. God, when we're feeling overwhelmed, we're asking you to infuse our spirits with your unfailing power and peace. Grant us the inner fortitude to face every challenge with courage, Lord. Help us today to lean on you, trust in you, that you will renew our strength, not of our own, God, but help us to remain steadfast in your faith, even when the path ahead seem unclear. Lord, may your actions and our hearts be a testimony of your unwavering presence and support. In your holy name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless us with gratitude. Help us, Lord Jesus, to express thankfulness for the past support and the resilience of already posed. Lord, help us to acknowledge of in a time of our weakness, feelings and being overwhelmed, weary, God. Help us, Lord, to meet in our current challenge, Lord. Help us, oh God, today, Lord, as you will continue to provide us and give us your supernatural divine power to overcome any obstacles and difficulties in our life today, Lord. Lord, praying and asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for patience, God, courage, God, and the ability to stand firm in the facing of adversity. Lord, we're trusting you. We trust in what your word say, God, because we know in your word, Lord Jesus, that you cannot lie, Lord. We know in your word, God, today, God, that you're a God, Lord Jesus, of your word, and your word stand true, God. Help us to affirm our faith in you, God. Help us to ongoing the support and the guidance and ability to renew our strength, God. Help us, God, to have the desire, Lord Jesus, as we bloom, God. Help us to ask to be flourish and shine for your glory, God, even in the challenge of uncertain circumstances. Lord Jesus, we want to focus, Lord, on the challenges and fears, and we want to face them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to face them, Lord, with your strength and your courage today, God. So help us, oh God, to lean on what your words say in your scriptures, God. In Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, help us, God, right now, God, to be patient. Help us, oh God, to be consistent. Help us, oh God, to recognize that we're building resilience in a process and consistency prayer, God. Let our prayer life be consistent, God. Let us to acknowledge you and recognize you, God. Help us to realize, God, this is not of our doing, God. This is of your doing, God. So help us to remove ourselves out of the equation. Help us to move ourselves, Lord Jesus, out the way. Help us, oh God, to not have our own way of thinking, but help us to have a spiritual mindset, a spiritual mind, God, to ask for your guidance, ask for your leading. Give us what to say, God. Direct our thought process. Direct our words, God, as we speak unto ourselves just as well as to your peoples. Let us know today, God, it's not by our power and our strength. It's by your power and your strength that we live, we move, and have our being. Help us today, God, as your servants, God, to be on the battlefield for you, God, seeking you each and every day, God, asking you for more knowledge, more strength, more courage to go on, God. Bless us to be a blessing to someone else. Grace us with the grace to be, Lord Jesus, there for someone in a time of need when they're going through and dealing with everyday life challenges, God. Bless us on this day, God, as we seek whom we may to encourage. Look for someone that we may see that may be down, God, and just encourage someone maybe with a smile on our face, God, maybe with a hello, or how you doing? Help us today to realize, God, we have to be wiser than the enemy, God. Lord, he's out here seeking whom he may devour, but we want to be able to seek your peoples and let them know God loves you. God see all, God know all. We want to do your work, God. Lord Jesus, so help us and give us that courage and strength to go forth, Lord. Help us, Lord, just to take the time to spend with you, God, in your presence. Help us to reflect on your word, Lord, the truth, Lord, and give us that strength and that peace to seek you, God. No matter what our circumstance may be, God, no matter what our living ranges may be, God, no matter what everyday life throw at us, God, we want to trust in you, God. We want to hold truth to your word, God. We want to be used by you in a powerful way that we've never been used before, God, that you be glorifying us, God, that we are your two, God, and we know that we are living epistles, God, and we only doing what we're supposed to do, what you require of us to do, nothing of our own, God. We're empty, God, without you. We know nothing without you. We can't function without you, God. There's no brilliance in us, God. Everything we have and own is because of you, God. But help us today, God, to lock in. Lord, our eyes, our ears to hear what you have us to hear and see, God. These days is getting wicked and wicked day by day. Death everywhere, every time you turn around. Social media and seeing kids bullying, beating on one another, God. Seeing adults being abused and neglected, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, there's just so much violence in this world that we need to lock in on your word, God. We need to lock in on our prayer life, God. We got to stay focused, God, that we don't be easily distracted with the cares of the world, God. We need you, God, to let that you will continue to strengthen us in these times, God. Lord, as your word say in Psalms 46, God, 1 and 3, God, you is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Your word said in Isaiah 40 and 29, God, a prayer for strength and renewance of spirits, acknowledging God's power to help those who wait on the Lord. Lord, your word said in Proverbs 18 and 10, the Lord is our strong tower, offering protection and strength. God, we need you today like never before. You woke us up this morning because you have another work for us to do. You gave us an opportunity to wake up, God, not for our own use, but Lord, how can we serve you? How can we please you? Who can we encourage? Who can we uplift, even if it's ourselves, our husband, Lord, our spouses, our leaders, God, our children, our next door neighbors, God, or even a word to the ones that, Lord, our enemies that we know that don't like us, God, for whatever cause. But, Lord, I'm asking you today that you would keep us strong, keep us resilient, keep us trusting in you, God. Keep us, Lord, in the time of our weakness, God, that we know that we can look up to the hills from which cometh our help. In a time of going through, Lord, trouble on every side, God, that you are there, that you're not too far from us. Let us, Lord Jesus, just trust in your word, God, and know what your word say that you require of us and what you're going to give unto us, God. Help us this day, God, as we continue to go forth as your servants, God. Help us today, God, as you keep telling me to lock into this word. Lock in like never before. Hold on to you, God, like never before. Oh, God, bless us all that's doing the ministry. Bless our leaders. Bless everyone that's on this line, God, that have a relationship with you, Lord, that is seeking you every day for your advice on how to go about things, Lord. Help us today, God, as we surround ourselves, oh, God, and get into you, God, and seek your face, God. Remove any fear. Remove any challenges, God. Help our with your presence be in our life, God. We ask that you pour into us, Lord Jesus, every fiber of your being until we radiate and resilience, God. No matter where, Lord, we have to plan or where we have to bloom, but long as your glory is being fulfilled, God. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for being so awesome, being so wonderful, being so kind, being so compassionate. I just love you and I just praise you. I magnify and I lift you up, God. I bind everything that's not like you that keep your peoples of God from going forth. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. Thank you, Lord, once again, for waking us up this morning, giving us the opportunity to get on the prayer line, to pray, to encourage, to uplift, to strengthen us each and every day. Thank you. I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor back into the hand of Minister Andre.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tracy. I thank God for waking me up this morning as well. He is truly worthy of all the praise and all the glory. I want him, when I'm overwhelmed and feeling like that, to be infused by his spirit too. Infuse me with your spirit, Lord. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Yes, I like that. That's one of my favorite pillow scriptures right there. And the word that came to my mind and on what you were praying on, strength and resilience, was stamina. Give me the stamina to stand for you. But I like what you said about lock in on the word of God. Thank you. Y'all, we got to lock in on Jesus. The way things are going on, we need to stand on the rock, make our anchor secure in Jesus. Thank you. Thank you once again, Minister Tracy, for that powerful prayer. I think I'm going to read the Believer's Declaration at this time, and it goes as follows. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Every day we get the Word of God, not just on Sunday and Wednesday, but every day and twice on Wednesdays. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for feeding us as mature believers. We minister from our location. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio, this morning. We need to grow in God. That's what God wants us to do. Grow up in Him and help somebody. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the prayer leads that went for Minister Bronson, Minister Cynthia, Minister Tracy. Thank you for your powerful prayers. I hope you were leaning in with them and praying with them and touching and agreeing for yourselves and for your family. This is a prayer service where we come together to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, I am your last prayer lead, Minister Andre Jeffries, for those that are just joining us on our prayer service. We thank you for being here with us. I'm going to read a scripture from the NIV version. I'm going to read Job 38, verse 12, and it reads, "Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place?" Thank you, Lord. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place? I thank God for the message, Bible study last night, creative miracle. Hallelujah. We're gonna see if we can create a miracle this morning on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we thank Him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word, sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. A creative miracle. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. God, you are omnipresent, everywhere present at the same time. God, you are omnipotent. You have unlimited power. And we thank you, Lord. God, you are omniscient. You are all-knowing. You have all wisdom. You have all understanding. Nothing happens without you knowing about it. And we thank you, Lord, that you can do the impossible in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for that we know today without a shadow of a doubt that you are in control of everything that's going on in the world. Nothing happens without you say so. Nothing can be done without you allowing it to be done. And we thank you, Jesus, for your divine power this morning. Help us, Lord Jesus, to get out of our own flesh, Lord, and walk in your spirit, Jesus. Lord, we want to move and breathe in your spirit. No matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus, we want to hear what you're saying to our spirits. Help us, Lord Jesus, to lean more towards our spiritual side. Draw us closer to you, Lord Jesus. Draw us closer to you in the spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to get out of our fleshly natures, Lord. We want to be like you, Jesus. Give us the power to overcome the enemy that's in us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to live by faith and not by sight today, Lord. Our faith is in you this morning, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know you got the victory, Lord. You overcame death, hell, and the grave for us, Lord. You showed up and showed out to your apostles, Lord. You told them to touch the nail prints in your hand. You told them to touch your side so they can see that you have been risen again, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for calling us. We thank you, Lord, that you have filled us with the comforter that you told us that you was going to send back. That you promised to send the comforter to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it came like a rushing mighty wind, Lord, and filled all the house where they were, Lord, and set on each of them, Lord. And they were all filled with the Spirit of God and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to quicken our bodies by that same spirit, Lord Jesus. Give us that quickening power this morning, Lord. Touch somebody, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you're on the inside of them, Lord. Knock on the door of somebody's heart and let them know that you want to come in, Lord. Oh, God, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we can command our morning this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We can speak a creative miracle this morning out of our mouths. Life and death is in our tongues today, Lord. You've given us power, Lord, to call things that were not as though they were, Lord Jesus. And we are calling it this morning in your name, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to speak it into existence. What kind of day we want to have today, Lord? Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, that you have made us more than conquerors. That we walk not after the flesh, but after your spirit, Jesus. And we speak healing this morning. We speak health over this prayer line this morning. We speak complete healing to Mother Goodman this morning. I know she's on this prayer line, and we thank her this morning. We thank God for bringing her today. In your name, Jesus. We speak healing over Mother Clark. Complete healing. Hallelujah. We speak healing over all those that are on this prayer line that are going through something today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. We plead your blood, Lord Jesus. We speak deliverance on this prayer line. You don't have to be bound today. You can be set free. Say, cast your cares on Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come to him. He'll give you peace that passes all understanding. I speak against the spirit of poverty this morning. We don't have to be poor this morning. In the name of Jesus, we can bless somebody this morning today. In the name of Jesus, we don't have to always look for a blessing. We can be a blessing to somebody by the power of God, by the blessings that he gives us. He don't just bless us for ourselves. He blesses us to bless somebody else. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for Kim Payne. Mother Payne's daughter and the Payne family on the loss of Marion Payne. We ask God to comfort her family in the name of Jesus. We are praying for our nation. Lord, help our nation, Lord Jesus, to come together, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord Jesus. Give us a miracle this morning of unity, Lord. Oh, give us a spirit of unity this morning, Lord. United we stand, divided we fall. Help us, Lord, to come together under you, Lord. One nation under God, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Lord, we need a word from you this morning, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord. Break through the darkness and the light, Lord. Help us to be salty today, Lord Jesus. That's Matthew 5:13. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for saying we need to put salt, be salty. In the name of Jesus, Matthew 5:13. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay salty today, y'all. In the name of Jesus. Stay salty. Speak in our hearts, Lord. Encourage our souls, Jesus. Strengthen our position in the name of Jesus. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Touch us with your presence this morning. Quicken our bodies. We need your quickening spirit, Lord. Move us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the miracle of healing right now on this prayer line. We command it to be healed today, those that are sick. We thank you, Jesus, for your healing. We thank you for your healing this morning. We thank you for your healing this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing.
Thank you, Jesus, for your healing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We commend your name, Jesus. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah, for you are worthy, O God. Yes, all right, y'all, in the name of Jesus.
The daily bread will be coming on in about 1 minute. We ask you to turn over to our YouTube station. Our own Bishop Eric Clark will be coming on. He may be having a recording on, but it's going to be good. I think he's still in South Carolina or North Carolina saying about his mother. Keep Mother Clark in your prayers. Keep Mother Goodman in your prayers. Keep all the mothers in your prayers. Keep our nation in your prayers. God bless everyone. Have a great day. We love you.
Love you.
We love y'all.
Everybody
God bless you.
Everybody have a